Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Alloro Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ELO, and on the OTCQX under the symbol ELRRF. I'm chatting with the technical advisor, Quentin Henney. Now, Quentin, we're following up on news that came out today. Some significant drill results that are moving the stock higher. The headline number here is 129.6 grams per ton silver equivalent over 257 meters. This is at the Isca property in southern Bolivia. Before we get into the nuances of these drill results, since I haven't chatted with you on mic and recorded about Alloro Resources, I wanted to throw it over to you broadly and ask, really, what drew you to joining this team as a technical advisor, especially at this Isca project?
You know, that's a good place to start. Look, the story was introduced to me back in May of 2020, so not too long ago. Bolivia, I had a few hesitation, but I understood the geology, and it was clear that this target, this Isca property, had potential to host what is called a Potosi or Potosi type polymetallic system. Dr. Osvaldo Arce, who's the head geologist for El Oro down in Bolivia, he and his team identified Isca as a very high priority target. You know, it's based on the good science that they have. You know, when I talk about good science, Dr. Arce basically has written the book on this type of ore deposit. So he knows these things inside and out, and he reckoned Isca was a very, very high quality target. When I looked at the data, I felt compelled he was correct. It displays all the characteristics that you look for. Okay, and I'll talk about those in a minute. But I wanted to get comfortable with Bolivia. You know, Bolivia has gone through some change here recently, and politically, most importantly. Okay, so it's really starting to open up. New president, and there is an openness. They've actually made it publicly, announced publicly that they are looking for international investment in the country, and particularly in mining. Okay, this is good. The way I see Bolivia right now, and after talking to many people, including people who operate in Bolivia, you know, with mines, operating mines in the country, I got a positive vibe, basically like I saw Ecuador open up a few years back. Okay, so I think Bolivia is on the cusp of really opening up, and this is a great time to enter the country. Okay, so let's go back to geology. All right, what makes this property intriguing is the metal association of metal endowment that you see here. So first of all, there is some artisanal working, but otherwise there is no large-scale mining of any type on the property. There's just a few artisanal scale adits and workings where people have basically gone in and rooted around looking for significant ore. Why haven't they found it? Well, we're high in the system. Arce's model indicates that basically we have an entirely preserved Potosi-type system here. Okay, so basically the deposit is a little bit below the present-day surface. We've now proven that. Okay, this drill hole that we've drilled about, I'll talk about in a minute, actually proves that we've found a preserved Potosi-type system intact here. But we see a wide spectrum of metals, including silver, zinc, lead, copper. There's also tin. Tin is a very important component of this particular type of deposit, as well as exotic metals like indium and bismuth and cadmium and some others. Look, to me, when I saw that metal assemblage, and it also includes gold, by the way, which is really important here. When I saw that metal assemblage, I got very excited. Okay, So based on the initial discussions and due diligence I did back in May and June of last year, I directed some folks to put some money into Elora, basically helped them get their first raise done. And that raise allowed us to start drilling in September. We started drilling from underground, believe it or not, which is really unusual on the first day's drill program. But there are artisanal adits, like I said. that allowed the company to go inside the mountain and be able to drill the first holes from inside. And we drilled them at this Huayra Casa Brecha pipe. It's about 150 meters around. It's a small pipe on the north side of the mountain, of the volcanic edifice. It was our initial target, but we didn't realize at the time the importance of some geology to the southwest. I'll talk about that more. Anyway, we drilled underground. We drilled this Huayra Casa, which I referred to as the HK pipe, from underground, and we had some interesting results. So back in November, we actually released some numbers, quite interesting. There were some reasonably long intervals of a few tens of meters of reasonable silver equivalent mineralization. It includes silver, zinc, lead, etc., like other metals. But it did tell us there was a system here. But around that time, we realized it was a somewhat more subtle pipe, but much, much bigger, to the southwest, and it's called the Santa Barbara pipe. Sometime in November, there was a news release about this bigger pipe. It's about 400 meters in diameter. It's basically a vent. Think of it that way. Like a volcano erupts, the stuff comes up a vent. That's what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with effusive vents that were once an active volcano. But what makes them wonderful hosts for mineralization is that all the broken up rock that's now in those vents is kind of like a giant, percolator or something. Like you can imagine, as the fluids come up through the crust, they focus inside these breccia pipes, and they literally drop out sulfides and these metals in the matrix of these very large volumes of breccia. Okay, so when we realized that this Santa Barbara breccia was literally sitting right next door to us, we turned the drill around, and we started drilling again, from underground into the Santa Barbara pipe. Now, we had limitations. The underground rig can only go about 300 meters. We drilled holes 13, 14, and 15 from underground. 13 did not go into the pipe. It actually hit the margin. But 14 was the first hole to enter the breccia, and we did see some significant mineralization in 14. Got us very excited. But hole 14 was a nearly horizontal hole, so it really didn't test a bit deeper in the pipe. Hole 15, we steepened up the angle of the drill hole, and we drilled the Santa Barbara pipe once again. Now, the hole 15 is what really is the headline hole here. Okay, hole 15 hit 257 meters of about 130 gram silver equivalent per ton. I mean, that's phenomenal. Okay, that's over 4 ounce silver equivalent per ton. To put it in context, I mean, look, silver is $25 an ounce right now. I mean, we're talking about $100 rock. Okay, so we had this phenomenal drill intercept in hole 15. What did it tell us? Well, first of all, it tells us that pipe is a very receptive host, that breccia in that vent pipe is very receptive. It's literally soaked up these fluids, and it's proving to be well mineralized. Now, the cross section is a little bit difficult to see in the news release, because hole 15 is actually going oblique to the cross section. But basically, imagine this hole 15. What it did? Imagine you have a cup in front of you, a nice cylindrical cup. Hole 15 went into into the side of the cup. It went somewhat tangential to the margin of the cup, so it basically drilled somewhat into the breccia, and then it actually went out the other side of the cup. So it kind of was a glancing blow, we'll call it, okay? We didn't know it at the time, but, I mean, basically that's how it panned out. But the pipe is absolutely full of metal. Okay, 257 meters of 130 gram silver equivalent, that's exciting. Okay, the company realized underground drilling was going to be a challenge. So what we did is we cut a road all the way up to the tippy top of this mountain, and it is a very steep mountain. That's why, that's why we started drilling from underground, is because this mountain is very, very steep and very hard to get up to the top. But they managed to cut a road up to the top, and they basically parked the rig straight on top of the Santa Barbara pipe. And we started drilling right before Christmas to follow up on this exciting breccia. Okay, what did we do? Well, we drilled a couple of holes 1 and 2 from surface. And those holes, actually, they're angled southward. They they test the Santa Barbara pipe, but hole two actually went well into the next pipe to the south called the Central Pipe. Hole two is the one that we are super excited about. We talked about it in the news release. Basically, it was about, I think, 620, 630 meters, something like that. When it was parked right on top of the Santa Barbara pipe. So we saw a huge interval of mineralized breccia in the top of the hole. It then went through the wall of that pipe and into the next pipe to the south called the Central Pipe. And then it picked up in mineralization once again. Okay, so we basically tested two pipes with one hole. Both of them are well mineralized with sulfides, and we are incredibly eager to see analyses from this hole. I mean, hole 15 in this release, great result, but I am very, very, very keen. We are all very, very keen to see what the second hole, drilled from surface, is going to tell us. Because I think we'll see some surprisingly good numbers. Look, at the end of that hole, it's talked about in the news release, there was massive sulfide. Okay, that the hole bottomed in bad ground, so we had to cut the hole off. We probably would have kept going if we hadn't hit bad ground, but it was in massive sulfide at the end of the hole. Very exciting. Okay, that tells us that things are getting bigger and better at depth. It tells us both of those pipes, that one to the south, the Central Pipe, it's 700 meters from north to south. It's about 450 meters from east to west. It's a huge pipe. Okay, this is the kind of volume you need to host, you know, potentially many hundreds of millions of tons, maybe even a billion tons or more of this style of mineralization. And I can't tell you how excited everyone is. I mean, we are basically taking the view that we could be on the verge of finding a brand new podocy that's completely preserved, completely, it's just, you know, hiding below surface, slightly hiding below surface. Yet here it is. It's basically a discovery that was in plain sight.
All right. So, Quentin, you sound very enthusiastic about this, and understandably so. Nice headline numbers here. It sounds like you could have two different discoveries and two different breccia pipes. But when it comes to then follow-up work, the company has money. So what is going to be the strategy here of trying to prove out that this is economic, that just how much mineralization might be here in the big picture?
Well, look, this is going to take some pretty serious drilling. But Bill Pearson, who's the geologist that basically running the geology for the company here in North America, Bill's a well-known, well-respected geologist, huge credibility. He ran Desert Sun years ago, sold it to Yamana. Look, he's a very smart cookie, and he's come up with a solid drill plan that will allow us. You know, the beauty of these breccia pipes is once you start drilling into this stuff, it's actually reasonably homogeneous. It's not perfectly homogeneous, but you can have very, very long intervals, like I've talked about here, especially you see in the news release, of mineralization. Okay, so it's not, it's not overly complicated. But he's laid out a drill program where we're drilling basically a radial pattern. So we're standing up on top of the breccia. You know, imagine standing up on top of a cup, a large cup, and you're poking holes down into it at various steep angles in the different cardinal directions. So, you know, two or three holes to the north, two or three holes to the west, south, east, and we will get, we'll ascertain how big that cup is and how much mineral is in it fairly quickly. Okay, we can do the same down at the Central Pipe too. So the Santa Barbara and the Central Breccia pipes will use the same approach to drilling. And I think within a few months, people will see that, yeah, these guys might be onto a very, very large system. You know, again, perhaps hundreds of millions of tons or even billion plus ton type potential. And we'll also have a very good sense of the grade. My experience with pipes like this, they get better at depth. Okay, I remember I was at Newmont when Peñasquito was found in Mexico. And we were following that story very closely. We actually watch that extremely close, and they started grid drilling, which was a good approach. But what they didn't realize was that the grades were getting better at depth. So they kind of cut the holes off at an arbitrary depth, and they you know, thought, oh, well, you know, let's not drill any deep holes just yet. You know, like, you know, there's a hesitation. This time I've learned that lesson. Like, I've talked to Bill, I've talked to Oswaldo. I am all for just poking holes down. And basically, if you're still in mineralization, you keep drilling, okay? Because, you know, why stop? If it's 800 meters deep, if it's a kilometer deep, if, you know, whatever, keep going. That's what's going to be what tells us what we have here. It's going to give us a sense of, you know, both the size of the grade, the metals that we see involved. It's just a wonderful problem to have. You know, we're gonna drill these holes over the next few months, and people will clearly see that we're on to something huge.
So are you going to keep structuring this future drilling to test out the extent of this Santa Barbara breccia pipe as well as going down to that central breccia pipe, or is it going to be different strategies?
We're going to use basically the cookie cutter strategy. We're going to drill. We're drilling right now on the Santa Barbara pipe. They're actually on hole three right now. They might have finished hole three. Might be on hole four at the moment. But we're going to drill in all the different cardinal directions there. You know, again, two or three holes in each cardinal direction, but at different inclinations. And then we'll shift down and we'll drill the central pipe. I think that within say 5 or 6 months. I think the plan is about 14,000 meters of drilling. I think within 5 or 6 months and 14,000 meters, we'll have a very good sense of what we have here.
Okay. Well, Quentin, I think you provided a pretty good overview here of these drill results and then what investors can expect moving forward. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get Quentin to address those, and I will also be having Quentin on in the relatively near future to discuss some of the other questions that have come in, especially regarding Novo. So everybody stay tuned for those and keep those emails coming. Quentin, appreciate your time today. Thanks for the update.
Thanks, Corey.